Chapter 28 A white-haired man stepped into the room. His hair was wild and long, and fell in thick tangles behind his shoulders. He had a short white beard that ended in a sharp point. He wore a purple robe that flowed down to the floor. His eyes were as purple as his robe. They squinted first at Eddie, then lingered on me. "You have returned," he said solemnly. His voice was smooth and low. His purple eyes suddenly revealed sadness. "Who are you?" I cried. "Why have you locked us in the tower?" "Let us out," Eddie demanded shrilly. "Let us out of here right now." The long purple robe swept over the floor as the white-haired man moved towards us. He shook his head sadly but did not reply. The cries and moans of prisoners down below flowed into the tower room through the tiny window above our heads. Gray evening light spilled over us. "You do not remember me," the man said softly. "Of course not," Eddie cried. "We don't belong here." "You've made a bad mistake," I told him. "You do not remember me," he repeated, rubbing his pointed beard with one hand. "But you will." He seemed gentle, kind, not at all like the executioner. But as his strange purple eyes locked on mine, I felt a shiver of fear. This man was powerful, I realized. This man was dangerous. "Just let us go," Eddie pleaded again. The man sighed. "I wish it were in my power to release you, Edward," he said softly. "I wish it were in my power to release you too, Susanna." "Wait a minute." I held up a hand to signal stop. "Just wait a minute. My name is Sue, not Susanna." The old man's hands disappeared into the deep pockets of his robe. "Perhaps I should introduce myself," he said. "My name is Morgrid. I'm the king's sorcerer."
"You do magic tricks?" Eddie blurted out.
"Tricks?" The old man seemed confused by Eddie's question. "Did you order us locked up in here?" I asked him. "Did you have us brought back in time? Why have you done this?" "It isn't an easy story to tell, Susanna," Morgrid replied. "You and Edward have to believe."
"Stop calling me Susanna," I shouted. "I'm not Edward," my brother insisted. "I'm Eddie. Everyone calls me Eddie."
The old man removed his hands from his robe pockets. He placed one hand on Eddie's shoulder and one on mine. "I had better start with the biggest surprise of all," he told us. "You are not Eddie and Sue, and you do not live in the 20th century."
"Huh? What are you saying?" I cried.
"You are really Edward and Susanna," Morgrid replied. "You are the Prince and Princess of York, and you have been ordered to the tower by your uncle, the King."